Royce Unchained, presented by Josh Arnold, investment consultant, Mr. Money Talk. And we have some breaking Twins news here to start the show. The Twins have made an addition. It's a minor league contract, but Tony Kemp is here to save the day.
Huh?
Tony Kemp, veteran utility yeah. infielder.
I thought he was a veteran utility outfielder. I didn't.
He's well, he plays corner outfield and second base, so he can slap it in either one of those positions.
Is he left-handed hitter? Is he a switch hitter or what is he?
He's a left-handed hitter.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're going to send him over to St. Paul. They probably don't have any players over there because they're raiding people. But I was guessing a pitcher that they might have found a pitcher. So, okay, Tony Kemp. I don't think that's going to cause a rush at the box office. But
sure.
We don't have a box office anymore. I still use box office. We don't really
have. That's the one.
Is everybody, everybody gets. I heard, by the way, if you go to their window now, you get a $5 service charge.
It's true.
Really?
There is.
Yeah.
I thought it was three, but there's definitely
$3.
Yeah. Definitely
all
service
of a sudden,
charge.
They're doing everything they can to. I actually, when I bought tickets last year, I actually got paper tickets, but I had to do it inside the stadium, and it was a real. The guy was basically doing me a favor. But then when you walk through, you can just do it. It's just like the app. I don't know why they don't. If you want paper tickets, why don't they? When you get your season tickets, why don't they send you the big box that you used to get so you got some souvenirs if you want to say I was at this game? It's stupid.
I think they're saving money on printing costs. You know, it probably costs a lot of money to print all those tickets times 81 games.
Yes. Yeah. So now when you're. When you were at those playoff games last year and had a good time, you can say, see,
I got your phone. Yep. Look at my barcode.
You can show the guy the app. Yeah, the barcode.
Game one barcode. This is so exciting.
So, Louis, here's the problem. Louis apparently can't last as a starter. He should be in the bullpen because he has thrown 98. But they won't do that because they're probably going to put Simeon Woods Richardson will probably get the next start, right? Because the way he pitched last time, and Louis will get sent back instead of just put him in the bullpen because they don't have any other starters. So even if Louis isn't very good, he's still the next best guy. So
they need him to stay stretched out, even if in Triple A, right?
Stretched out. So that's my guess. But you would like to have him in the bullpen because he, he's throwing harder than he's ever thrown. He just, I don't know, the mix of pitches. Yesterday, blows two cutters by a guy, and then he hangs the cutter, and there it goes. So anyway, it's. Tony Kemp, you've been breaking some news when I talk to you in the morning, but I don't give you much credit for this one. I got to tell
this
you.
This one doesn't quite align with Glenn Taylor sending out a rogue press release saying that the team is no longer for sale.
Yeah, that does not compare with that. No, it does not. I was looking through a little Timberwolves history today. I'm going to go down and talk to Ethan about the good year they've had attendance-wise. It was 2016. They're awful. They were, I think, 29th in the league in attendance. And Tibbs' first year, nothing. Then they make the Jimmy Butler trade, and they kind of pop up. They make the playoffs for the first time in 14 years. You will look back at that day, October 10th, 2018. When Jimmy showed up for practice and raised holy hell, and then went on ESPN to blast the entire organization. That was kind of a big day in franchise history there for a little while, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was.
They had some momentum going from the previous year, and then all hell broke loose. And I blame Tibbs for giving the money to Wiggins instead of giving the money to Butler, So, anyway.
Yeah. Did Tibbs want, was he pushing for the Wiggins contract or was Glenn pushing for the Wiggins contract?
I don't know. I'd have to ask that question. I never really did. I can't believe Glenn was, because Glenn had to come in and get Wiggins to tell him eye to eye that he was going to really try. So obviously Glenn was a little
look
skeptical.
Me in the eye and tell me you're not stealing
this
money.
That doesn't work well with Glenn. I'm beginning to figure out that sitting down at the kitchen table and staring a man in the eye is not necessarily a binding contract.
He might need something else. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Lawyers. But in the case like this, Wiggy, you got Wiggy got the money. He maybe didn't fulfill his promise. And by the way, Now he's agreed to play with the Orioles here. Is his dad real sick or something?
His dad's been sick, yeah. Yeah. That started last year.
And he just takes like 2-3 weeks off, and then he plays again, and he's playing again now for them. But anyway, what a field, though, for the Western Conference playoffs. I've never seen anything like this in my life. You know, when you got the Warriors with Steph playing great, Draymond Green actually interested, and hasn't had a technical error in 10 minutes. And Klay Thompson kind of alive again. I was watching a little piece on them last night on TV, and they're your 10th seed. Wow. It's something.
Yeah. I got a conspiracy theory here on Wolves Suns. Okay. Hear me out. So I went back last night and, for the first time, watched Finch's post-game presser on Sunday. And for a man who just got his ass kicked, he wasn't happy, but he wasn't upset. Here's my theory. I don't think the Wolves purposely, by any means, couldn't handle the basketball in the first half. But there was a good chance, regardless, that they were going to play the Suns, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to play the Suns, and you're going to adjust things for the Suns, are you going to do that in game 82 against the Suns? Or are you going to say, you know what, let's just stick with what we did. We lost before. Please don't turn the ball over 20 bleeping times. But when we come out on Saturday, we want to show them looks they didn't get on Sunday.
Boy, that would be some deep thinking. And it's so secret, they didn't even practice yesterday. They haven't practiced yet. So they haven't done it. I think they're practicing today for the first time. But, I hope that was the thinking, because not guarding anybody, that was quite an interesting strategy. It's a strategy too.
So. Oh yeah, no, they crap the bed. I'm just not going to show them. If I am going to make personnel adjustments, I'm not going to show them all of those adjustments a week before in a game where I might end up playing them in the playoffs regardless.
The whole turnover thing, what is the cause of this? I mean, we all love Michael Connolly, right? The veteran guard, he's the adult in the room. Is it because we're not letting him have the ball enough to run the operation? But why are they throwing the ball, not just the last game, why are they throwing the ball all over the arena in the first half? Here, their turnovers have been a problem for months.
Yeah,
what's going on here?
It's been a, I mean, having 19 and a half was, I think, didn't that tie an NBA
yes,
record?
Yes, it tied an NBA record, I heard yesterday. Tied an NBA record, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
and it's bad. But I don't know, what is it? What, who we blaming here? Who's making, I mean, Ant's got a lot to do with it, obviously, but I wouldn't put it all on him. It's incredible. And the other thing, Yeah, McDaniels, what are you going to do? Is he going to get a – you talked about that the other day, Phil. Is he going to get a rebound? Is he ever going to get a rebound for you? What – you know, we talk about his defense and blah, 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 and he's not a featured scorer. But he doesn't get any rebounds. I don't know. Maybe he's the guy you try to get rid of, huh?
Boy, I mean, well, if they lose in the first round of the Suns, you've got some big questions about Cat. I still think you keep Jaden McDaniels. He's going into the first year of that contract, and there is still upside. But yeah, it opens up all of those questions, right? If they lose to the Suns, they're not going to run it back again if they just get beaten six games, home court advantage.
No, they're not. They're not going to. But here's the other, Wiggy, we always wondered what was going on in Wiggy's head, you know? I'm always wondering what's going on in McDaniels' head. What's going on? What is it? It's a blank surface there. It's hard to tell, but he can disappear with the best of them. So
Yeah, it's not. It's true. It's
but
true.
Now you're going to tell him you got to guard Durant. Okay. You can't disappear guarding Durant because he wasn't much Sunday, but he can get 32 on you in a minute. So, he's got to go guard him. Is he going to do that or is he going to pout over in the corner and punch a wall someplace? I don't know. He's driving me crazy.
That does have to be the assignment. And there's also a couple people in sort of Wolves blogosphere, podcast sphere that are great at breaking down film and X's and O's. One of them is Jake Painting. He runs a YouTube channel called Howls and Growls. He does a great job breaking down. He's from Australia, breaks down the X's and O's. And he tweeted yesterday that he's going to post some video content throughout the week. But I keep coming back to the notion that the Wolves need to go small, at least for them, to win this series against the Suns. Big ball has its place, but I don't think it's in this series. That means only using one of Rudy, Kat, and or Nas at a time as often as you can.
Boy, that would be bold. That would be bold. In that case, Kat's playing 12 minutes, isn't he? Because take Rudy off the court.
Let's say that is the thing that unlocks a win against the Suns, which is, hey, it's not going to be for every series, but Kat and even Rudy, but Kat specifically, you're only going to play 15 minutes a game in the series. How would that go over? I mean, it would be... completely, it would be a deviation from everything they've been trying to do for 2 years.
That's why they took an extra day not practicing. They don't want to break the news to him yet. I don't know. I know that would be a bold thing, but yeah, you either go big and try to overpower them or try to match their their quickness and their mobility and everything. The other thing is, don't let that. Can I use the word bastard? Don't let that bastard Grayson Allen get open for three. Undercut him. When he goes up, undercut him and then accidentally
start a brawl
his face. Okay.
Love it.
You know, I hate that guy. As all of the dookies that I've hated, I hate him the most.
Okay, and what if Grayson perfect. Allen had played for Ohio State or Cal?
I dislike him. I dislike him, but I wouldn't.
He's a smug ass no matter what.
I wouldn't despise him like I do because he played for Duke. Because he's the perfect Dookie until Filipowski came along. And he's like Leitner and Grayson Allen had a child together.
Who is your all-time annoying Duke player five? So Leitner...
Grayson Allen. Filipowski made the team now. I'd have to think about it.
What about that Wojciechowski guy who used to slap the court?
Yeah, that dude. Bobby Hurley.
Steve Wojciechowski.
I hated Bobby Hurley too. He was a feisty little SOB that was pompous as hell. I would put Hurley on the team, and then I'd have to go through the rosters. Jay Billis, let's put him on.
Original.
I grew up down the block from Tracy Austin, but I'm just a hard nosed, out in some place in California where every house is worth $3 million. But I'm just a blue collar guy, I learned to hate Duke at that first Final Four when they were playing Louisville. And every, they'd give these good interviews that people thought were good interviews anyway. And they, Louisville's got Billy Thompson and Milt Wagner who grew up with rats running across their head in Camden, New Jersey. And everybody's telling me, those Duke guys are so nice. Aren't they such good guys? They grew up in Thousand Oaks, California, for God's sakes,
Greenwich.
And Krzyzewski. I thought Krzyzewski quit. He's still around. You can't,
He's on more commercials now than he was.
He's still stealing money on ads. What do they got him for? But he takes, take somebody honest like Calipari or somebody. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. I was like not neutral on him, but I'd lost my rage against them until, Filipowski came along, and then that got me. That was one of the great moments in Duke history when they let that NC State bunch beat them, and not didn't make it to the Final Four. Yeah.
Hey, Pat, we have unprecedented more breaking Twins news.
This is unbelievable.
Declan has breaking news. Go ahead, Dex.
All right, so Judd told us that Matt Wallner got sent down, and then I didn't hear that. I didn't see that at all. I checked with the source, and they told me that Wallner is on the lineup or is on the Saints roster for today, and Trevor Larnach is coming up to the Twins. So Wallner going down, Trevor Larnach coming up.
You accused me of dreaming it, Pat, because I got up and saw it on the Strib site. It got taken down, and I was accused by my cohorts of having dreamt that Matt Wallner got sent down.
Why did they take it down?
They had a little bit of a premature transaction that was posted.
Oh, I see. Okay, they did it before they should have. But why? Yeah. If they knew it was gone, why not?
I'm with you.
You got to notify the families before Larnach, you go across town.
I think didn't he have a bad back or something?
He was hurt.
But he's been back the last couple of days or something.
Yeah,
foot issue. He
was down in Fort Myers, I believe, doing some rehab. And then he was facing live hitting just as of last week. So
I'm sure I wasn't the first source on this, but I can go. Yeah, you can go back to March and me expressing skepticism that just because Wallner was good for 6 weeks last year doesn't mean he can't become Joey Gallo, and that was his problem. He's got a hitch, man. He's got the big hitch. He's when he loads up. It takes him a while to get to the ball. And, he's a great athlete. It's fun to watch him play the outfield, but, you might as well give Larnach a shot, see if he can hit a home run. So,
yeah, I think people have kind of written off Larnach cause he's been up and down and he's had some injuries, but he's a first round pick.
He's an odd duck too. I don't know what the deal is. He walks around. He looks like he's resentful. But he's not getting a run here. So maybe that.
This is his shot right now, right?
This is it.
You need someone in the lineup who can hit a couple home runs once in a while. You know the job is there for him if he wants it.
Now you can tell that they're in a real panic situation, though, that they're doing this in the middle of a road series. In the past, they've kind of waited till they got back home because the Saints are on the road, so I think they're in Louisville, right? Or no, Indianapolis. They're in Indianapolis. The Saints.
Indy.
So,
The Dobber on the mound today. He's been shoving down there actually with the Saints. He's striking out guys.
He's the race.
Don't bet against him not getting the next start, because I don't think Louis's going to get the next start.
They got to make a 40-man roster transaction to get the Dobber back, right?
All of you stop right now.
We got, if he comes back and pitches real good, you think we can give him an extension?
What is he signed through, like 2029 or something?
27, but then we got two options, too.
So he is under control for 2029 if we want.
Saints need an ace, okay? Saints need an ace. They got one. It's the Dobber. Don't disturb the Dobber.
Yeah, that's right. The Saints, how would you like to be the manager there? You make out your lineup card at noon. You got no idea who's going to be there when you play your game at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They change under the pitching staff. They steal guys from him every 10 minutes.
Declan's right, by the way. The Dobber has 17 strikeouts in 12 innings so far in Triple A.
Dobber's been great. Yes, he's been great.
What's he doing? Well, he's not throwing hard, so what's he doing? Is he cheating?
Is it the shadows? It's the shadows, right?
Shadows.
I don't know.
I hope he is cheating. Just slop being thrown up there.
By the way, how old would you guess? So we've got him locked up through 2028 or 29.
He's about 28, isn't he?
He's 29.
Well, yeah.
So we have him under contract until he's like 35.
Well, my guy, Billy Milos, who they fired last winter, was their independent league guy, found him in a four-team league run by Jim Essien in the Detroit area. And they all play. They got four different names of the teams, but they all play in the same ballpark. And it's as independent league, Joe, this is about as down as it gets, and it's in the Detroit area. And he found him. He found the dauber there and got him to sign him. And one of the great hurried judgments of all time to lock him up long term. But Nick Blackburn of this administration, right?
But at least like Blackie had a couple back to back absolute horse seasons with 200 innings, you know.
Yeah.
Blackie game 163 start
1-0, pitched great. Mm-hmm. Told me he hit it in the bleachers, what, the eighth inning, center field? Mm-hmm. Was it the eighth inning or so? But anyway, so what is our attitude here about, have we calmed down from the stinkeroo performance against the Suns Sunday and feel there's a chance to win this series?
I think most people are pretty much done with, like, most fans feel like this is the worst possible situation. Mm-hmm. And probably need to see a game or two.
Yeah, I think we got to see a game or two, but it's obviously... Here's their biggest problem is they haven't really been consistently good for a month, right? They managed to win games, but they every game they've won damn near has been a grind, even when you're playing a dog at home. And they're just, I don't know, they're not, they're, they were, they haven't been playing good for quite a while, I don't think.
Now, yeah, they haven't played their best recently.
They went out and played that great game at Denver about, what, 3 weeks ago, maybe. And but beyond that, they have not played their best. Maybe they're a little worn out. They don't get rest like my guy Tibbs gives his guys in New York. That's right. Did I tell you yesterday or the other day? DeVincenzo in overtime, 52 minutes.
Amazing.
52 minutes.
I'd love to see the Knicks make a run here. The Eastern Conference is wide open underneath Boston for someone to scoop up a couple series.
But, man, he was stupid. He should have tanked. He'd be playing Indiana in the first round instead of the 76ers in all likelihood. I think the 76ers.
So it's Sixers, Heat, in the play-in. Yeah,
those play-in teams might be a pain in the ass in the East.
Yeah. Hey, Judd, I got to ask you a question. Yeah. You said that you thought the NHL was going to go to the play-in?
I said when Bettman's gone.
When Bettman's gone.
He doesn't want it.
Doesn't want it. Well, you'd have to break up the division, taking the top three teams out of the division. Then, wouldn't you? Maybe.
Yeah, I think when Bettman's gone, they'll go back to conference. They'll just go back to a pure 1-8-2-7.
Oh, that. But then they might throw in the play in. You think?
Yeah. Yes.
When's Bettman gone? Has he announced that yet?
Not soon enough.
How can you be anti-Bettman? For God's sakes.
He
got them in Las
years.
Vegas and he got them in Seattle.
Yeah. He got him back to ESPN.
I had told him never to leave.
And meanwhile, the genius of the NBA got Memphis and Oklahoma City, for goodness sake. So
And he's done a great job. That Coyotes thing has been just a stellar.
What is he gonna do? He's getting $1 billion with him to move to Salt Lake, but it's costing him $1 billion for the franchise.
Yeah, but the problem is he just screwed it up again. He's screwed up. He's done a lot of things well, but I will take the NBA every time when it comes to a well-run league.
I tweeted this out the other day. Larry Miller bought the not too long before the – a couple of years before the Marvin Harper getting the team. Marvin Harper actually had a deal with Larry Miller to buy the Utah Jazz for $25 million, and then he backed out. He said he couldn't do it. But he, in 86 and 87, paid $22 million for the Utah Jazz. Total, 100%, not a piece of it. And these years later, we're paying $1 billion to move a hockey team to the owner of the Jazz is the guy buying the hockey team. For $1 billion to put them in Salt Lake. What? We got, you know, as Sutro always says, $1 billion ain't what it used to be.
It really isn't. No.
$1 billion is not what it used
to be. Well, Pat, we got to get to a scoop session here with our guy Dukes, but we'll do it again a couple times this week, and we'll try to put together a game plan against those Suns.
Okay. All right. See you, gentlemen.
All right. See you, Pat. Royce Unchained, presented by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant.